Richard Martin's Wake Up Call podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is your trusty servant, Richard Martin, back at you with some details of what's on over at the main Wake Up Call show today, Friday, June the 23rd, 2017. So this is almost too ridiculous to believe. Recently, a new bill was introduced on the floor of the US Senate entitled, pleasantly, Combating Money Laundering, Terrorist Financing and Counterfeiting Act of 2017. You can probably already guess its contents. Cash is evil. Bitcoin is evil. Now they've gone so far as to include prepaid mobile phones, retail gift vouchers, or even electronic coupons. Evil, evil, and evil. These people are certifiably insane. Among the bill's sweeping provisions, the government aims to extend greatly its authority to seize your assets through what they call civil asset forfeiture. Civil asset forfeiture rules allow the government to take whatever they want from you without any trial or due process. This new bill adds a laundry list of offences for which they can legally seize your assets, all of which pertain to money laundering and other financial crimes. Here's the thing, though. They've also vastly expanded on the definition of such financial crimes, including failure to fill out a form if you happen to be transporting more than $10,000 worth of what are known as monetary instruments. Have too much cash? You'd better tell the government. If not, they're authorizing themselves in this bill to seize not just the money you didn't report, but all your assets and bank accounts. They even go so far as specifically to name safety deposit boxes among the various assets they can seize if you don't fill out the form. Yet another reason to consider storing cash, gold, silver in an overseas safety deposit box. This is unbelievable on so many levels. It's crazy to begin with that these people are so consumed by the fact that someone has $10,000 in cash. But it's even crazier that they're threatening to take everything you own merely for not filling out a piece of paper without any due process whatsoever. Oh, and on top of civil asset forfeiture penalties, there are also criminal penalties. Right now, according to current law, they can imprison you for up to 5 years for not filling out the form. Yep, that's right. 5 long years. But apparently that doesn't go far enough to protect us against evil men in caves. So this bill aims to double the criminal penalty to 10 years in prison. If that weren't enough, this bill also gives them, with new authority to engage in surveillance and wiretapping, including phone, email, etc. If they even have the hint of a suspicion that you might be transporting excess monetary instruments. Usually, wiretapping authority is reserved for major crimes like kidnapping, human trafficking, felony, fraud, etc. Now we can add cash to that list. It's not just government spy agencies to worry about either. Banks in the US are already unpaid government spies, required by law to fill out suspicious activity reports on their customers. Then Congress started expanding those requirements to include other businesses and industries that might come into contact with cash. Stockbrokers, casinos, currency exchanges, precious metals dealers, pawnbrokers, the post office. According to the law, Section 5312 of US Code Title 31, those industries are also required to spy on their customers for the government. But under this new bill, they want to recruit forcibly even more unpaid spies, including any business which issues or redeems anything that's prepaid. Prepaid credit cards, prepaid phones, prepaid retail gift cards, prepaid coupons. So, Amazon.com, which issues and redeems prepaid gift cards, will be required under this bill to file reports to the government. For that matter, TGI Fridays and Chuck E. Cheese will also become unpaid government spies, since they both issue and redeem prepaid vouchers. Truly, these senators have figured out how to strike at the heart of ISIS. Further, their bill wants to pull any business which, as they say, issues cryptocurrency under the anti-money laundering regulatory umbrella. Here's where these people demonstrate that they have no idea what they're talking about. No one issues Bitcoin. There's no Bitcoin central bank. There's no chairwoman of the Bitcoin Reserve who decides on a whim to increase the supply. Bitcoin is created automatically amounts that are predetermined by its code. It's software. So the Senate is essentially trying to force the Bitcoin core software to comply with money laundering regulations. How pathetically clueless. The bill also attempts to drop a major bomb on Bitcoin by including it in the list of monetary instruments that must be reported when entering or leaving the US. So theoretically, if you leave the US with more than $10,000 in Bitcoin or Ether, you'd have to confess this fact to the authorities or otherwise face the aforementioned penalties, i.e. prison time, civil asset forfeiture, etc. Okay, guys, let's give a resounding cheer for freedom! As you can see, this bill criminalizes or delegitimizes the most mundane and harmless financial activities, all under the guise of keeping us safe. Of course, nothing in this bill is about keeping anybody safe. ISIS couldn't care less about forms and penalties. This bill is nothing more than another weapon in their ongoing war on cash. And now cryptocurrency, too. Well, hopefully by now some of you are thinking about joining up to the hour-long show. Please give this serious thought. Things are rapidly disintegrating, and I really strive to do my best to bring information to you that will be useful to you in deciding your future movements. There's no advertising. I don't have any sponsors or serious pressure being brought to bear like I had at PRN. I am absolutely 100% totally free to say whatever I like. So come on over to the Podbean site at richardmartinswakeupcall.podbean.com and look for the donate button on the left under links. Follow the instructions and please donate $70 a quarter if you can. Otherwise, you can reduce it to a minimum of $30, for which you will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, Mondays and Fridays, and you can cancel with me at any time. But the donations are automatically renewed out of your credit or debit card every quarter, so please bear that in mind. Okay, that's it from me, Richard Martin. Have a great weekend. Until Monday, take care. Bye-bye.
And there you have it. You decide.